Commentator Andre Kordrescu took a trip to New York City recently, and it ended up being a journey back in time.
Laura and I walked past the Village X store, within a few feet of Gem Spa at St. Mark's Place in New York. I was animatedly recalling to her for the nth time the glories of my rebel youth at this very spot, and how I learned everything I knew from Ted Berrigan, who used to stand here giving lessons in poetry with a Pepsi in one hand and a lit Chesterfield in the other, when a ghost blew on us and we both fell down. What happened is that Laura tripped on a crack in the sidewalk and went down, and I reached over to stop her, and I landed next to her on my typing finger. It was all in slow motion, like a dream. Normally, a crack like that, which probably dated back to 1967, wasn't enough in and of itself to trip her, nor was my attempt to grab her enough to bring me down. The only possible explanation was the breath of a ghost, and there were plenty of candidates. There was Ted himself, gone now for over two decades, a gentleman who wasn't beyond a practical joke now and then. Or maybe this guy I knew named Maury, who used to work this corner stoned on acid shouting poetry, or the dozen or so other violently hued personages who haunted the end of the 60s with pre-angelic fervor. Come to think of it, where else would the ghosts of such a time and place go? Nowhere else, because there is nowhere else more interesting, even now when it costs a fortune to look hued. In any case, the reason why the ghost was even provoked to shove us was that the nth time he heard the story, he went out of his mind with boredom and just had to do something. We were both okay, but went to the Second Avenue Deli for matzo ball soup just to make sure. Over the fluffiest matzo balls in New York, all my Yiddish came back to me, and I remembered the difference between Tzuris and Halaimus. The first means troubles, as in troubles galore. The second means hui, as in what a bunch of hui. The people I knew back then had plenty of Tzuris, and they liked to sit around talking hui and nonsense because that's the kind of time it was. Halaimus made the Tzuris less blue. But in this case, I think that when my Halaimus reached my dead friends for the nth time, it reminded them of all the Tzuras from that time, and I must have struck them as a real pain in the tuchus. Too bad Laura had to be caught between. She never knew these people, and she's pretty patient with my Halaimus. No need to give her Tzuras.
Andre Kordrescu teaches at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge.